Now, an expert perspective on providing security to what are called high-profile targets. Craig Maxim spent 30 years in U.S. Army Special Operations, 20 of them in the Delta Force. He now works for Triple Canopy, a company that provides protection in what are called high-threat environments to a variety of clients, including the U.S. government. Mr. Maxim served as lead on Afghan President Hamid Karzai's protection detail and organized the training for Triple Canopy employees who protect U.S. officials in Iraq. He joins us from our studios in Chicago. Mr. Maxim, thanks very much for being with us.
Pleasure to be here, Mr. Simon.
And give us some idea, if you can, about the different challenges that you have, let's say, protecting somebody in Kabul as opposed to someone in Baghdad.
Well, actually, they're really apples and oranges because they're event-driven and situational, certainly. Mm-hmm. With President Karzai, I had a lot more available to me. We had a rather robust detail driven by the State Department, and also the resources of the Afghan government, because it was the sitting president. So I had access to the police and the National Afghan Army, where in Baghdad, it's, of course, the Coalition Provisional Authority.
Mr. Maxim, can you help us understand, short of putting a public figure in a trunk or some kind of bank vault, how do you protect him or her?
Very careful planning, planning for all the contingencies. It is a difficult challenge. There was one incident where the president came up to me and asked me that he does not want a large motorcade. He was visiting a friend. So we were able to accomplish that mission by leapfrogging them and having them out of sight, but also to be within easy recall if we needed them.
He didn't want a big motorcade because he didn't want to call to attention to himself?
No, it's not that. At that particular point in time, he just wanted to take a drive. It was on a Sunday, and he just wanted to be a normal person. So you give your concerns, your security concerns, and if your principal, whomever it is, decides that it's worth the risk, then you do the best you can to mitigate that. The analogy I use is if your principal wants to walk naked down the street and you advise against it and he says he's still going to do it, then all you can do is carry a change of clothes.
May I ask, Mr. Maxim, what were the rules of engagement under which you operated when you were in Afghanistan? I mean, I assume, for example, you could return fire.
Absolutely. The rules of engagement were set by the State Department. If there was fear of one's life or the president came under attack, we would take all measures necessary to get him what we call euphemistically off the X, meaning off that point of attack. If my team is walking the president and I see a person, then the decision has to be made, how do I neutralize that threat as quickly as possible? It might not mean that I have to draw a weapon. What it means is I have to get in between the threat and my principal.
Mr. Maxim, do you ever say to yourself, look, I like Hamid Karzai, he's a great guy, but he's not the president of my country, and I don't want to take a bullet for him?
No, Mr. Simon, it's really not that simplistic. Mm-hmm. I spent 14 months with a very, very fine man doing a impossible task, and there's some kinship that you form with your principal that you're protecting. Mm-hmm. In some cases, it's not always so, but with him, we certainly did. And it's not so much taking a bullet as it is doing what is necessary to protect him.
Of course, we're speaking on a weekend following the death of Paul Johnson, a U.S. worker in Saudi Arabia. I wonder if you can give us any insight as to what kind of security U.S. workers in a country that's considered to be dangerous typically receive, if they receive any.
I cannot speak of what other companies would do, but normally the security is at the site itself. Now, how they self-secure, I really can't comment because I have no idea.
And we're speaking at a time when, at least speaking for myself, I don't know under what circumstances Mr. Johnson was living and working. Mr. Maxim?
Yes.
Ever guarded somebody who, despite your best efforts, suffered the ultimate attack?
No. I can say that and I'm proud to say that not only myself, but my fellow employees at Triple Canopy, that we have never lost anybody on our watch.
Mr. Maxim, nice talking to you.
Been a pleasure, Mr. Simon.
Craig Maxim works for Triple Canopy, a contractor that provides protection in high-threat situations, speaking from Chicago.